This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for April 10th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Aerosmith have announced the rescheduled dates for the band's Peace Out Farewell Tour. Kicking off September 20th in Pittsburgh, the 41-day tour will conclude February 26th of 2025 at the KeyBank Center in Buffalo, New York. The Black Crowes will once again be direct support for Aerosmith, having just released their first new album in 15 years, Happiness Bastards. The tour reschedules their hometown show at the TD Garden in Boston on New Year's Eve to December 31st, 2024 in Boston. Newly released footage from an episode of the Midnight Special from 1973, filmed in London, shows legendary band Humble Pie performing a cover of Ray Charles' I Don't Need No Doctor that was originally released by the band 2 years earlier on the performance Rockin' the Fillmore album. Newly unearthed video footage of the performance in London was just added to the Midnight Special YouTube channel. Paul McCartney has commented on Beyoncé covering Blackbird by the Beatles. The 81-year-old saying, "I'm so happy with Beyoncé's version of my song Blackbird. I think she does a magnificent version of it, and it reinforces the civil rights message that inspired me to write the song in the first place." McCartney wrote the song in a decade that included the assassinations of several civil rights leaders, but was originally inspired by the Little Rock Nine, a group of black students in Arkansas who were among the first to help desegregate schools in the United States. Saying, quote, "When I first saw the footage on television in the early 60s of the black girls being turned away from school, I found it shocking, and I can't believe that still, in these days, there are places where this kind of thing is happening right now." Pre-orders have been launched for a new 7-inch articulated figure of late Motorhead great Ian Lemmy Kilmister. The figure will be released as part of Super 7's Ultimates line and is modeled after Lemmy's 1981 European tour fashion. You have until May 13th to secure yourself a figure at super7.com with a tentative November 2024 release planned. Jelly Roll has been adamant about keeping those good vibes rolling, so much so that he said he bailed on a chance to meet Diddy months earlier because he got bad mojo, saying he had to trust his gut and that the vibes were off, even if it meant passing up the opportunity to hang out with a big-time rapper like Diddy. Jelly Roll said he initially said yes to the meeting and was strolling down the hallway when all of a sudden he had a change of heart and turned around to head back to his car. He said that he tried to play the situation off by awkwardly joking, "Who don't want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed?" He continued, but nobody thought it was funny, making him even more uncomfortable, saying it wasn't often that things rubbed him the wrong way and he just thought, quote, "I don't even know if that's a picture I want." The first trailer for The Joker 2, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, has been released. Joker Folie à Deux brings back Joaquin Phoenix as Arthur Fleck, conspiring with Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. Joker became a massive blockbuster success with $1 billion at the global box office, the first R-rated film to pass the $1 billion mark. It earned 11 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, and won 2 awards, including Best Actor and Original Score. Joker 2 will debut on the big screen October 4th of 2024, exactly 5 years after the first film. The original cost $62.5 million to produce. The follow-up was granted a much more substantial $200 million price tag. Metallica have released pro shot video of their tribute to Elton John and Bernie Taupin by performing at a special tribute concert in Washington, D.C. on March 20th. The event, hosted by Billy Porter, honored John and Taupin's contributions to music as they received the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize. Metallica's performance included a rendition of Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, from John's iconic 1973 album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Buck Cherry's debut album turns 25 this year, and the band is celebrating all through 2025. Josh Todd taking a trip down memory lane with a series of the story behind the song and album confessionals. giving insight into the songs and the history behind some of the moments of writing and recording the album. The videos are set to be released on the band's socials and website through the coming months. Ozzy Osbourne and Billy Idol guitarist Billy Morrison will co-host a new internet show called The Madhouse Chronicles starting this month. Morrison announced the show on Tuesday's episode of the Osbournes podcast, saying, quote, "Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we sit back in the Osbourne Madhouse, reacting to the wildest internet clips and diving into topics like aliens, drugs, conspiracies, and rock and roll." Interested viewers can sign up for early access to the Osbourne Media House, which will include limited edition merch and re-released 4K episodes of the Osbournes reality show, which originally ran from 2002 to 2005. The Deftones and System of a Down have announced a huge joint headlining show for one night only. Announcing on social media yesterday, they were teaming up to play a standalone once-in-a-lifetime show at the historic Golden Gate Park on August 17th. Joining them will be the Mars Volta, Viagra Boys, and Vows. You can access pre-sale tickets by signing up on either band's mailing list. General tickets go on sale this Friday, April 12th. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 201 featuring Ash Costello from New Year's Day is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.